A Bad Bride's Tale, written by Polly Williams and read by Susie Aitchison.
Chapter 1. Stevie Johnson switched on her laptop. Wobbling on the shelf of her bent knee, its glow washed her round, pale face with green light, leaving the rest of the bedroom in shadow. It was 1:23 a.m. She knew what would happen if she shut her eyes. Her wedding, since midnight, only 13 days, 14 hours away, had assumed a voice of its own, and it was a voice that grew louder as her head sank pillowwards, whispering questions about monogamy and seating plans, or humming an unbearable rotation of late 80s wedding disco classics. It hung above her head like a cloud made from thousands of tiny black question marks. And she hadn't slept properly for days. Unable to face another insomniac night, Stevie decided to push her tiredness to the limits and stay up as long as possible. This way she would surely eventually fall asleep, exhaustion the stones in her pockets that would plunge her into mercifully blank depths. In the meantime, alcohol would help. She leaned over to the side of the bed, picked up the glass from the side table, and took the last gulp of gritty red wine. It mixed, not unpleasantly, with the aftertaste of toothpaste in her mouth. Feeling fortified, she checked her emails. Nothing interesting. She foraged among eBay's handbags. Nothing interesting. She mouse-clicked on an intriguing site she'd bookmarked earlier that week. Work out your real biological age in 10 minutes. Possibly amusing. The health interrogation took forever. Finally, she ticked the last box. She stabbed the cursor key. The modem word. The website did its maths. Her biological age was 37. Oh, not so amusing. Stevie was 34 years old. She slumped heavily onto the pillows, pushing them down into the dark, draughty gap between bed and wall. Blasted computer. She now felt older than 37. She felt 47. No, 87. She was mortal. She was going to die, probably prematurely. She attempted to work out what she'd done so wrong. It was like trying to recall drunken antics at a party the morning after. Okay, hands up. She'd been partial to a Marlboro Light in her 20s, but hadn't everyone? Skinny jeans weren't an option, but she certainly wasn't obese. A size 12 or 14, depending on the shop and the season. She didn't bake. There was little incentive when the sun just dot-to-dotted her freckles. So why did she need a preservation order? Stevie sucked in her breath, locking it in her throat as she read. Okay. Aunt Sue's breast cancer. Grandfather's midlife stroke. Caffeine and sugar intake. Aversion to gyms. Irregular flossing. Oh, and the fact that she hadn't breastfed a baby. Funny, that. Stevie slapped the laptop lid down hard. Biology was blunt, tactless, and it was beginning to seriously piss her off. Only last month, her GP, forgetting his bedside manner during a routine contraceptive assessment, dryly informed her that at her age, antique, obviously, she should perhaps be more concerned about declining fertility than avoiding conception. As if childlessness was a lifestyle choice, as opposed to the way life turned out. In response, she'd shrugged like a defiant schoolgirl, and, in her eagerness to leave the surgery's steely statistics, snatched her contraceptive prescription renewal out of the doctor's scrubbed pink hands, their fingers touching fleetingly, somehow inappropriately, before leaping apart. With cruel synchronicity, that night she'd found her first grey hair, pale and curly as an alfalfa sprout.